For today's Dales discussion, I'm talking to Colette Richardson from Derbyshire, Leicestershire, Rutland, Warwickshire and Northamptonshire Air Ambulance Service. Well, Colette, you're hosting a charity film screening, aren't you, coming up?
Yes, so on the 1st of December, we're hosting a film screening at the Northern Light Cinema in Wirksworth. So we're looking to kick off the Christmas season in a fundraising way with this film night.
It's a classic as well for Christmas, isn't it? Tell us.
It is. So Miracle on 34th Street, the original. It's a great way to get people into the Christmas spirit and obviously help fundraise all at the same time.
And that's where can people get tickets for that?
So if you go on to the Northern Light Cinema website, so the cinema's based in Wirksworth, have a look on their website. There's loads going on at the cinema anyway, but just look for our film on the 1st of December.
And why is it so important to fundraise for the Air Ambulance?
So here at the Air Ambulance, we don't get any government funding or any national lottery funding. So events like this really do help keep our helicopters in the sky. And we try and do things in a bit of a fun way as well.
And I mean, I can't imagine that it's cheap running helicopters. I mean, how much does it cost?
So we're flying between 3 and 5 missions a day now, and every single one of those missions costs on average £1,700. So it really is essential that we keep fundraising and doing these events to help keep those helicopters going 365 days a year.
And how does it work? I know with our local mountain rescue teams, they're all volunteers themselves, but with helicopter pilots, how does it work? Are they professionals that volunteer their time for you? Obviously, it can't just be any old Joe Bloggs who pilots a helicopter.
Yeah, of course. So because it can't just be anyone, our pilots and our paramedics and our doctors, they're all full-time staff members with us here at the Air Ambulance Service, just to make sure that we give our patients that highest level of critical care and make sure we have stability for the charity as well.
So you're having to fundraise to cover their salaries as well as the flying costs of the helicopters?
Yes, yeah, so all inclusive in the cost of a mission includes getting those highly skilled doctors and paramedics on board too.
And I mean, you must have some incredible tales. And I know we're getting press releases every day from the mountain rescue teams that go out and help people. There was a woman in Chapel on the Frith who fractured her ankle last night. You know, it's a simple thing. She slipped up on Coombs Moss. Buxton mountain rescue team go out. You hear so many times about, you know, the mountain rescue team goes out, the air ambulance is called. It's a real full time 365 day a year job, isn't it?
It is. And we're going to loads of different things, as you mentioned as well. So the majority of the work that the air ambulance actually do, so 50%, is actually road traffic collisions, unfortunately. But we go out from anything, yes, from a car crash to someone that's fallen in their home and really just needs urgent treatment and urgent care from a doctor or a paramedic.
And super important in an area like the Dales, which, you know, it's a rural area, the roads, you know, if a road gets closed off, that, you know, that completely stops the traffic, or in the middle of fields, or, you know, upper fell, it's not an easily accessible region, is it?
Exactly. I mean, Derbyshire as well is a really long county, so to get the specialist treatment, it could take hours by road, but we cut down that time completely, and we actually travel around 4 times faster than a land ambulance. So from basically our base at East Midlands Airport to the top of the Peak District, we could be with them within about 12, 13 minutes. So it really is speedy.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. And just remind us about the dates of that film screening.
So if you'd like to join us for the film screening, it's going to be a fantastic night of festive film. It's on the 1st of December at the Northern Light Cinema in Wirksworth, and you can get your tickets from their website.
That's great. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us, Colette.
No problem. Thank you so much.